Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Lingering uncertainty on the outlook for the Republican tax reform proposal continue to weigh on US equity markets as the House prepares to vote on the bill later this week. Warren Buffett quoted on this recently saying that if you're a politician who can't get a tax cut passed, then you're in the wrong business. So the Dow fell 30 points or 0.13%, the broader S&P 500 down 0.23%, NASDAQ lost 0.29%. Also note, once the world's biggest company, GE, fell another 6% overnight to a new six-year low, stocks now halved since June 2016. US economic data, producer prices rose more than expected, 0.4% in October versus consensus of a 0.1% rise, with data showing the biggest annual increase in wholesale inflation in over 5.5 years. Weaker mining and energy stocks weighed on Europe's main markets. The DAX was down 0.3%, the CAC down 0.5%. In economic data, flash GDP was up 0.8% in the third quarter. London's FTSE fell fractionally 1 point, with heavyweight miners dragging the benchmark index into the red. BHP was down 2.5%, Rio Tinto down 2.9%. UK CPI printed slightly below consensus expectations in October. Consumer prices were up 0.1% month on month and 3% year on year versus 0.2% at 3.1%, so fractionally below. Sharp falls on the LME followed a brace of weaker than expected China economic data for October yesterday, led by nickel, which tumbled 5.7%, its biggest one-day slide since March 16. That's probably why our market was down so far yesterday. Elsewhere, copper fell 2% and aluminium down 1.2%. Spot iron ore rallied $1 to $63 a ton. Weaker US dollar and sluggish equity markets helped gold futures settle $4 higher at $1,282 an ounce. Spot silver was up 0.1%. Oil fell after the International Energy Agency delivered a surprisingly downbeat outlook for oil demand in the latest monthly report, which oil fell over a dollar. West Texas fell $1 to $55.70 a barrel, which is the largest single session decline since the 6th of October. Brent shed a dollar as well to $62.12 a barrel. I noticed both of those are still well above consensus expectations. The IEA cut its oil demand growth forecast by 100,000 barrels a day for this year and next to an estimated 1.5 million barrels per day. OPEC raised its demand outlook by 130,000 barrels per day. So the Aussie dollar touched firmer, with traders eyeing the third quarter wage increase today, currently buying 76.32 cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.